Good morning. Welcome to worship. He is risen. You're supposed to say, He is risen indeed. If you're visiting with us this morning, we are glad you are here. We are delighted that you have come to worship with us. Thank you for coming. And we want to give you a very warm welcome. Someone has pointed out to me that there might be visitors who are interested in becoming members of our church and they don't know how to do it. Well, there is a little note in the bulletin that says you are received into communicant membership on the basis of your personal testimony of saving faith in Jesus Christ. For anyone interested in discussing saving faith in Jesus Christ or learning of our church's mission and ministry, the first step is to contact us. So please, if you are interested in becoming a member of this church, please talk to one of the elders or talk to me about it. Aside from the Easter lilies that are listed in your bulletin, there are flowers over here that were given by the family of Ursel King in memory of him. On 6:30 Wednesday night, we are continuing our study of 1 Timothy. So we have our Bible study. We start at 6:30 with a light meal. And so if you can, please come to that. Join us at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building across the street for a light meal at 6:30 and then Bible study and then a time of prayer together. We are having our Embers to a Flame study this afternoon at 6 o'clock. We're going to look at chapter 2 of that book, Embers to a Flame, across the street in the Ed Building at 6 o'clock. And we will observe the Lord's Supper next Sunday morning in this worship service. Down there, just below where it says the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 38 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what benefits do believers receive from Christ at the resurrection? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. Would you please read it with me responsively? O death, where is your victory?
O death, where is your sting?
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Stand and let's all join together and sing the doxology. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Blessed be your glorious name, O Lord our God. who are from everlasting to everlasting. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens with all the planets and stars and the myriads of angels. You have made the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and gave him the name Abraham and made a covenant with him to be a blessing to all nations. And thanks be to you, our God, who gives us the victory over death and the grave through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment of that covenant, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 277, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Would you please take your hymn book and turn to 277, and let's stand, if you are able, and sing all four stanzas. In the back of your hymnal on page 845, you will find the words to the ancient Apostles' Creed. We confess it, we say it, we recite it together to reaffirm what it is, the basic things that we believe as the Church of Jesus Christ, as Christians. And so, there's a place in there where it says that we believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And when we say that, we're not saying that we affiliate ourselves with the Roman Catholic Church. But when the Apostles' Creed was written, the word Catholic meant universal. And you can look that up in the dictionary and you can see that that is one of the meanings of Catholic. Universal. And so we're saying that we believe in the church universal, the universal church, the church of all believers across denominational lines, all true believers in Jesus Christ. That's what we mean when we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Would you recite the Apostles' Creed with me? Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Be seated.
Oh. to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering I am free. Death is crushed to death, life is mine to live. One through your selfless love, fears the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love, what a cost, weaned and forgiven at the cross.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Far be it from us, O Lord, to ever be ungrateful to You, for You have created us in Your own image. You have endowed us with many gifts and abilities. You have persevered with us through waywardness, through indifference and rebellion. You have sustained us through trials and afflictions. You have provided for all of our needs, but foremost, You have given us a Savior. You have destroyed sin and death through the death of Your Son. And by His resurrection, You have reconciled us and given us everlasting life, that we may be delivered from the dominion of the devil into the kingdom of Your glorious Son. And our mortal bodies will be raised up from the dead. Grant that we may confidently and wholeheartedly believe this. And finally, with Your saints, share in the joyful resurrection of the redeemed through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. In His name, amen. Reading through the Psalms for our responsive readings, we have come to Psalm number 5 today. Psalm number 5, and you'll find the words of Psalm 5 in the back of your Trinity hymn book on page 786. So would you read that with me responsively? Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my sighing. In the morning, O Lord, You hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before You and wait in expectation.
You are my God, and take pleasure in evil. With You the wicked cannot dwell.
The arrogant cannot stand in Your presence. You hate all who do wrong.
You destroy those who tell lies. Blood rushes in the
But I, by Your great mercy, will come into Your house. In reverence will I bow down toward Your holy temple.
Lead me, O Lord, in Your righteousness, to all my enemies. Make straight the way before me.
Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction.
Their throat is full of bread. Their tongue is free to speak.
Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. But let all who take refuge in You be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. For surely, O Lord, You bless the righteous. Our next hymn is number 276. Up from the grave He arose. And would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing stanzas 1 through 3. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we know of the danger of the love of money. We know that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So we bring our treasures and we offer them to You, and we pray that our hearts will follow them to You and into Your kingdom wherein Jesus reigns. And may that kingdom spread from shore to shore and to the uttermost parts of the earth, until every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, the very Jesus in whose name we pray. Amen. The message this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. And this is what it says. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, that is another name for Peter, then to the 12. Then He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands and abides forever. It is life transforming. It is infallible. It is errorless. It is inerrant. May God bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.